Edmunds.
That's literally what I wanted to talk to you about today.
We're straight into it. You're listening to Under the Groomers. And once again, within 6 seconds of this podcast starting, it's Monday night. We're Under the Groomers with me, Jeremy Flynn.
And me, Julia Stenton.
We're back. We're back, baby. Although we haven't been away for you, but Jules has been away.
I've been away.
We recently released the podcast with Jamie D'Souza.
Yes.
A lot of heat for that episode. People liked it.
He's a funny boy.
He's a fun guy.
Yeah.
We did discuss Noel Edmonds being a nonce.
A question mark.
Well.
A bit of a question mark.
I think the insult nonce, 100%.
Applies.
You know, I'm never going to say that I accuse him of historic crimes.
No.
But even in a court of law.
Yeah.
It would hold up for, say, I called Noel Edmonds a nonce. I think they'd throw that
out. They'd be like,
out.
Yeah. Look at the hair. Have you seen the new shirt with him on it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, thank God for that. It's so good. I can't wait to tell you about it.
He's in a new TV show.
He's in a new TV. So do you know that he ran away to New Zealand?
I did not know.
So he's moved to New Zealand with his wife. His wife, who he calls his earth angel. I knew you'd hate that.
Disgusting.
And they've set up this, he keeps calling it a venue. It's like a, it's a bit of everything, really. He's got grapevines for wine.
Sure.
He's got
a vineyard.
A vineyard, that's the word. He's got a vineyard.
Yeah.
He's got a pub. Do you want to guess what the pub is called?
No.
It's
a
It's cheeky.
The Crinkly Bottom.
That would have been so
Gotta better. Be. Gotta be.
That would have been so much better.
The Blobby's Arms. The Blobby's Arse.
You're getting closer.
I don't know.
It's to do with arses.
Noel's Arsehole. Not as good. Is it what?
Noel's ass party.
Yeah, no bad ideas in brainstorming, Noel. Look, you don't have to settle on Noel's ass party.
Maybe he'll franchise it and these will be the others.
Noel's ass party is really good. That'd be a good headline if he was caught with a Barrymore scandal. Front page of the Sun was Noel's ass party. Oh, no.
This is going to be such a letdown now. All I can see. Body floating in a pool.
Yeah.
Arse up.
Yeah. I can see it. I see the exact same image. Face down in the pool. And then like he's in like a cutout circle.
Yeah.
Disgraced.
Yeah. But Blobby's looking disappointed.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
No, it's called The Bugger Inn.
Oh. The Bugger Inn.
Yeah.
It's gross.
I know.
That's worse than ours somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's the TV show about?
So it's called Noel's Kiwi Adventure.
Sure.
And it's him trying to make a go of it in New Zealand.
Make a go of what though?
The Bugger Inn. Like his venue.
It's growing on me.
And all of the beers have got saucy names. Like one of them's called Tits Up. But what I wanted to talk you through. So he's got the Bugger Inn. He's got a general store, which is pathetic. You know, like a shop. You've been.
Yeah, I know what a shop is. Yeah.
You know how usually there's more than one row of products?
Yeah.
He does not have that.
Just one on
he's
the front.
Just got yeah. one of each thing. Love so that. It's like, you want eggs? I got six of them. And that's it.
Sorry, someone's already bought eggs.
You want a carton of milk? I've got one ready for you.
Is it just his
house? Pantry?
Yeah, his kitchen.
Yeah,
might have a spare one.
It might as well be.
Why is he opening a shop though?
I think he wants it to be like a destination. Like you spend the day there, so you might have a glass of wine out of the vineyard. You might have a pint of Tits Up in the.
In the bugger inn. Yeah. So is it like a resort? Is it like
a
little toy town?
Well, this is what I thought. I think that's what they're ultimately going for.
He's got like a real like, what's his name? Mr. Noddy?
Just Noddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Mr.
To me, I show a little respect. I call him
Mr.
I call him Mr.
To
Noddy.
You, it's Mr. Noddy.
Yeah. So he's making like a little toy town.
Yeah. Except they only have, from what they showed on the TV show, they have one like tiny house for visitors to stay in.
Oh,
so I
okay.
think one or two people can stay at a time. I feel like he's really funneled in money into the wrong things. Like he's built this rock energy garden, spunked okay. loads of money on like
that
big
doesn't sound
rocks.
Like a bad investment.
Yeah, but the toilets are Portaloos.
Okay.
I think, you know, yeah. and he's kind of made it like Disney where, oh, so we had to sort of disguise the fact that they're shit toilets.
Yeah.
So we've made it a jail.
Okay.
So like, so before idea. You get into the toilets,
yeah.
there's like this weird wooden structure that says jail on the top. There's a skeleton behind a desk.
That's fun. That's been fun.
Yeah.
I like a bit of fun on my way sure. to the toilet.
So you're already thinking, oh, I'm in jail, so this is going to be a shitty toilet. And then you're correct when you get to the
right.
Portaloos.
So it's like
and there's only two of them as well, for the whole of the Bugger Inn and the restaurant and all the other bits.
So it's like a Noel Edmonds theme park.
If the theme is, what the fuck is this theme? Then yeah, exactly. No what? Blobby to speak of.
Yeah, that's weird.
Missed a trick there.
Imagine flying all the way to New Zealand to go to Noel Edmonds land. And you
no
go,
Blobby.
Where's Mr. Blobby? Yeah. And he's like, forget it.
Yeah. Also, wouldn't you build like a fake castle like Noel's house party?
Something. Surely if
call
it's Edmonds.
To the classics. Yeah. Do a little deal or no deal.
But people in New Zealand won't know who he is, will they?
No. And I think he likes and hates that. Because whenever it cut to him talking to locals, he was like, let me tell you about my career. And you could see them all going... No.
His hair absolutely stinks.
His hair has not moved.
His hair stinks.
Since 1997, that hair has not moved. And do you know how old he is?
He must be in his 70s.
76.
I did see a video of him working out
the
other day.
He's buff.
Yeah, I saw a video of him getting swole the other day.
He's real swole.
Put on a pair of gardening gloves. I saw that.
I'm going to talk you through his routine.
I think I saw it.
So did he talk about his six pillars for life?
No.
Okay. Because I think you're going to notice a few similarities yeah. with the way you live your life and the way Noel
maybe
is
in order to turn my life around. I mean, he's a successful guy.
Follow the six
maybe
pillars.
I'm going to be a Noel Edmonds guy.
Maybe.
You know, some people are, you know, they follow the Tate principles.
Sure.
You know.
You're going Edmonds.
Edmonds, talk to me.
Yeah. Okay. Number one, nutrition. Which he summarizes as
that's broad.
Good food.
Yeah.
That'll do.
Love that.
And then it cuts to his wife in the garden.
What's his wife like?
He's done well.
Has he?
He's done well. She seems quite normal. Like she seems to be
how old is she?
Kind of embarrassed by she's age appropriate. I'd
she?
Say
that's
well
interesting.
Big caveat there. I'd say if he's 76, she's probably late 50s, early 60s. So he's still like
yeah.
significantly younger, his earth angel.
Puke.
So yeah, he says nutrition, good food.
Yeah.
Cuts to them in the garden, her feeding him a piece of dill. Do you want to guess what the next... So she goes, dill? Do you want to guess what the next line is from him?
Dough.
Or no dill.
Oh, that's better.
What did you say? Dough.
Yeah.
Dill.
Yeah. You'd have more fun with me, Mrs. Edmonds.
Well, just wait.
Pretty good. I reckon that he's pre-written that for the
yeah,
show, hasn't he?
100. You think she just picked the dill?
I've got an idea, but it's going to involve you feeding me dill. It's like when you think of like someone erotically
so
feeding food to someone, you know, you think of your strawberries,
sure,
maybe a cherry. It's mainly fruit generally. Yeah.
You don't often think herbs, do you?
I think if I was going through the sensual feeding,
yeah,
it'd be a long time before I reach for the dill.
So nutrition, good food.
Good food. That's good. That's just
number
good.
One.
That's just good advice.
That's a good, yeah, that's a good rule to live by.
Good food.
Yeah.
Work out the details yourself.
Number two, structured water. Do you know what that is?
Structured water.
Yeah.
Just like out the taps?
No.
No?
I mean, essentially, yeah, it's water that he puts in a little bottle.
Yeah.
Or a little like...
That's how I have it.
Yeah. And then he puts a magnet underneath it,
of course.
It spins right, like in the middle. It's like a mini tornado in the middle.
Vortex.
Yeah. And he says that by drinking structured water like that,
yeah.
It goes straight to your cells. It doesn't bother with your kidneys or your liver.
I want my kidneys to have a bit.
So I think your kid. I think of all the things, your kidneys probably need the water.
Give them a drop.
Yeah.
Structured water, that's good.
Structured water.
That's a good idea.
And then you get structured water, good water.
Brackets, good water.
Brackets, good water.
So St. Parry's done food and water. Yeah. Brackets, good.
Good. Good. Make sure it's good.
This is good advice.
Yeah. Number three, pulsed electromagnetism.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, you're already doing that.
Gotta be.
So I don't even need to explain that one
pulsed
to you.
Pulsed electromagnetism. Mm.
Mm. Yeah. You want to hazard a guess?
I'm picturing a taser.
You're not far off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not actually quite far off. It's not that at all.
Okay.
It's it's like a big magnet.
Loves magnets, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. And he holds it to his chest. Mm-hmm. And then he just goes, ooh. He goes, ooh. He's like, it's pulsing.
Yeah.
And he goes, it makes all my cells go, woo.
Oh, okay. With the big magnet.
With the big magnet. And then it makes the cells work
Someone
properly.
Is making a fucking fortune off Noel Edmonds.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to want another big magnet.
Wait, it gets better.
Yes, you'll need one for your water. Yes, you need a different one for your heart.
The whole time I was like, what is he doing with his dick? Because there's absolutely
no way.
You
guarantee there's a fucking magnet down there.
There's a couple of magnets down there.
Maybe he hasn't got a Prince Albert.
Number four, tranquil power.
Gotta be.
Do you want to guess what that is?
Sort of like monk shit, you know?
This is actually where the gardening gloves come in.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what?
Working out.
I think he mentioned it when I saw him put his gardening gloves on.
Yeah, so he...
He's in good nick, though. He's
so ripped.
Rockin' bod.
Rockin' bod.
Shame about the sort of creepy goblin head.
Yeah. Do you know what? If I just saw the bod.
Sure. Edmunds.
I'd be in.
Someone's having a couple of tours around the bugger in.
So he basically describes tranquil power as slow, quiet exercise.
Sure.
And then he explains exercise. So
oh, yeah.
He's
Bracket's
like.
Bracket's good.
Bracket's good. Yeah. So he's like, so I push. Mm-hmm. And he's on the weights, on some kind of weights machine. Yeah, yeah. I push, I hold it till my muscles are sore.
Yeah.
And then I pull back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not a big gym guy, but I kind of figured that's what people were doing.
I think that's the standard practice. Yeah.
Push the machine, pull the machine, lift up the heavy thing.
Yeah, put it back down again.
Yeah.
Number five, you're going to like this one. Vibe.
Vibe. No, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess what vibe is?
Just being cool.
Just sort of vibing.
Yeah, just being a cool guy.
He explains it as visualization of body energy, which you'll notice does not spell out vibe.
Oh, no.
He's missing an I there. But
visualization
you know.
of that's vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. What he's got there is vibe. He's not vibing. He didn't really explain what that was, but I just sort of guessed that that's kind of like a state of mind.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Just picturing your body energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or mushrooms. Or, you know, something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Out of body.
Visualization of body energy.
Yeah.
It feels vague.
Or it's sex.
That could be a
or
sex
Always
thing.
Thinking about sex.
Magnet up the ass.
Gotta be.
Feels like a magnet up the ass.
Around the back of the bugger in.
I feel like...
Something's going up the ass.
I feel like some of them aren't getting talked about, and most of them are going up his ass.
Yeah. Number six, final one is meditation on a crystal bed.
That's whacking off. He's whacking it.
So he's got a bed, and above it is like, I want to say, six crystals.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of hanging over him, over his chakras. And his wife just sort of like, moves them about a bit.
Oh, okay.
And then he feels the energy from the crystals.
Okay. I was going to say, when you said a crystal bed, I thought, that sounds uncomfortable.
No, above. The crystals are
the
above.
The crystals are above. Okay.
He is on a soft bed. Smart. Although I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah.
He's prepared to, you know,
yeah.
to hurt for
so
the game.
The crystals are above him and they move around, are they? Is his wife in on this? Is she big on? I mean,
I think so.
What he's done is he's married someone.
Yeah. She's into kooky shit.
She's a lot more attractive than him.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm big into crystals and chakras. And he's like, you're not going to believe this.
Yeah. I think that
we've all been to see a shaman to impress a girl.
What you're forgetting is he's Noel Edmonds.
That's true.
He doesn't need to do any of that shit. But also he does a very,
he does a very
convincing impression of someone who's into it.
I bet he's into wackadoo shit.
Real wackadoo.
Yeah.
He talks about the cosmos a lot, which I haven't heard the word cosmos probably since he was on telly.
Yeah, cosmos.
You don't really hear that anymore, do you?
I don't really know what the cosmos is.
I think it's like space. What people say now, like the universe.
Sure.
Because he goes, she walked into my life because the cosmos gave her to me, which also I take issue with because that it's like, where's her free will in this?
Exactly.
Don't like that at all.
If you've got to question her cosmos.
Yeah.
And in your 50s, you're going to have to get off with no lesbians. Are you joking?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's in the cosmos.
But you will have your own wine.
That's true.
So.
Yeah.
It swings and roundabouts.
God.
He also does cold showers.
Yeah.
You got to have to get all steamy on the...
I mean, that's... Compared to the rest
crystal
of it, a cold shower, you know.
That's quite normal.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah, and all the clocks in their house are set to the same time because...
That's the same in my house.
It's the...
all the clocks
that's
in my house...
That's because none of yours work.
They all tell the same time. Oh. All the clocks in my house.
Yeah. Well, his don't move.
Oh, that's
They're
not...
They're fixed at the same time.
Oh, okay.
And it's the time that he met his wife.
Jesus.
When she walked into his trailer and she said, I'm about to do your makeup. Yeah, she was his makeup artist.
Oh, okay. I thought he was living some sort of...
Yeah, when he lost it all.
Yeah, I thought he was at Butlins. Yeah. God.
Yeah.
It's intense, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what? It doesn't sound like a good vibe to me.
It's...
No, if you're listening, you've got to chill out.
Also, you've made all this money...
Just relax.
They show him on a day off. He's on a boat and he's absolutely loving it.
Yeah, like, just kick back.
I'd do that every day if I had that house party money.
He hasn't got long left.
Well, I don't know. I think he's going to live forever.
You reckon he's going to be one of these boys?
If anyone does, it'll be him.
Do you reckon?
He's putting all sorts up his arse and around his chakras.
It just sounds like...
It's hard work, isn't
it?
It's
a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the TV show is like a documentary, isn't it?
Yeah.
And is the documentary, is it like, isn't this interesting? Or is it like, look at this dickhead?
Well, it's funny because it's not look at this dickhead, but he kind of does the look at this dickhead without them having to.
You don't need someone rolling their eyes. Yeah. You just let them do the work yourself.
Well, it's Rob Brydon is... doing the narration.
Okay.
You kind of get the sense that, like, Brydon, he doesn't want to piss him off.
Brydon must know what's up.
You'd think so. But it's one of those things, you don't really have to say much.
No.
Because he's nuts.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you don't have to...
You just let him watch it.
You don't need a wink to the camera when some guy's talking about all this shit.
Brydon's doing his usual family-friendly shit,
you know.
He knows what his job is.
Yeah.
He doesn't...
Just let him do it himself.
Exactly.
Let him do it himself, yeah.
Exactly.
Gee whiz. And this is all in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And is he staying over there, do you reckon?
Yeah.
That's good.
I think so.
Because
he's sick of this country.
Is he?
Yeah.
Christ.
But I think it's funny because when he says he's sick of this country, he makes no sense. He's like, the reason I left this country is the reason I miss it so much. And essentially, I think what he's saying is the death of my career.
Yeah.
Like, I love this country because I had a great career here.
Yeah.
I hate this country because they don't want me anymore.
Now they've decided
they're sick of me.
Creepy old nonce.
Exactly. Yeah, everyone's calling me a nonce, so I had to go.
Where's Mr. Blobby, your nonce? Yeah, yeah. That's the reason. Weirdly, the reason he's left this country is the reason I love this country. It's because I don't think you can walk down the street without someone beeping their horn and going, crinkly bottom nonce. That's why I love this country.
I'm so amazed that you could pull crinkly bottom out your ass like that.
Come on, just
right there.
In the 90s?
Yeah.
That house party was good.
It was big.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, about Edmonds, right? That's just a guy that, in today's world, that guy wouldn't be famous in a billion years.
No way.
Like, there was just a weird time in the
Savile.
Past.
Imagine Savile now. Yeah, People going mad for Savile.
Get this guy on the box.
Yeah.
How was he popular?
Because they look... weird,
but all of those
creepy
guys, like Barrymore,
they look like someone's dad's friend.
Yeah, all of those like light entertainers.
Yeah,
you're like, how are you on the telly?
Because also you're not that entertaining. Like it's funny watching, not because I completely forgotten, but he's exactly the same. He's doing his little shtick to the crowd. He thinks he's so funny, and probably by 90s standards.
You ever see the clip of him when he was hosting Deal or No Deal, and the woman's got the picture? Did you ever see this one?
The picture of
She's got like a picture of like her family.
Yeah.
And then, I can't remember exactly, but he's like, let's talk a TV. And she's like, oh, that's my That's my husband. And then he's like, Edmund's just laughing. And he's like, who's this goofy little fella?
Yeah.
And she's like, that's my son. He's got like quite severe special needs. And he's like, oh, he's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, God.
It's really good.
No. And they left it in.
Yeah, it's really good. We'll put that on the we'll put that on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our second post.
Oh, no. I think also, sadly, he thinks that this is going to be his redemption song. But actually, it's like, you kind of come across as like mental and obsessed with yourself.
So imagine still thirsting over it after all these years. I know. It's like, yeah, you had a good run. No, against the odds, you won the lottery.
Also, you made money at a time where doing what you were doing was the biggest money maker possible.
Like
everybody in the country.
Yeah, he won the lottery.
Watched
basically.
His show. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, again, think of all the sort of light entertainers of the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
He had a world-class run.
Yeah.
Like, nothing but net.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievable success story.
Go out
and
on a
high.
And
now it's over.
Yeah.
It's not Noel Edmonds' time anymore.
As soon as you start thinking, could I have a reality show out of this? You're done. Close the books.
He was close as well. Move to New Zealand and live out your days.
Exactly.
With your nice wife.
Make your wine. Fine. Don't film it.
Have your own little pub if you want. That's fine. Do whatever you want. You've got all the money. Again, Schofield, you had an unbelievable run.
Yeah.
You won the lottery somehow.
Yeah.
And then, it fell apart because, you know, you got caught with your fingers in the till. Just walk away, baby.
You cannot describe it. You know who else is on the tail end of that?
Who's that?
Your Shepherds, your Ben Shepherds.
Your Mulherns. Actually, I take that back.
Your Dermot O'Leary's.
I'm a big Mulhern
guy. I know
guy.
You are.
I'm a big Stephen.
Is that because he also does magic?
Okay.
Aside,
I think Mulhern gets a bad rap.
Sure.
I think he's a consummate professional. I think you stick him on anything, it's better with
Mulhern. You're watching it.
It's better with Mulhern.
Okay.
I think he carries.
What's your favourite Mulhern vehicle?
Great question. I think he's fantastic with Anton Deck. You've got Anton Deck, two of the best presenters.
I did not think this was going to fire
I'm a
you up.
Big
so much.
Mulhern guy.
Okay.
You've got Anton Deck.
Yeah.
Compare Anton Deck.
How do you feel about Anton Deck, by the way?
Good lads.
Okay.
Got no beef with Anton Deck. They do a job.
Yeah. And they do it bloody well.
And they do it bloody well.
Do you know what? They're funny.
They're funny guys. You compare Anton Deck to your Schofield to this one and your Shepherds.
Forget it.
Chalk and cheddar, my friends. Anton Deck are fucking professionals. They know what they're doing. You stick Anton.
Have you done this shit with Anton Deck?
Take I'm a Celeb.
They revolutionised that show.
It's the Anton Deck show.
It's the powerhouse it is because of those boys.
You wouldn't watch it without them. It's no
Absolutely
good.
Not.
The days in the camp, it's boring, it's repetitive. It's Anton Deck spinning.
Yeah, little bits.
Sprinkling a little gold all over it. They're absolute
Didn't
world class.
They write those bits.
I bet they have a good say in it.
Yeah.
Got no beef with Anton Deck. And again, you stick a Mulhern in there as well, you're having a party. It's Saturday night, baby.
It's pure magic.
It's Saturday night gold.
Sure.
Your Shepherds, your O'Learys.
O'Leary is one who's just...
Shepherd especially.
Tricked people into it.
I think Shepherd has got absolutely
woeful.
Nothing. Yeah, Mulhern, I think, is a touch of class. Put him
I'm
on
really
anything. Put him on,
you have such
put him on anything. He's funny. He's likable.
He's also got that weird face that kind of looks like a ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, he's a magician.
Yeah,
he's got a skill. He's bringing it.
He's got the right face for a magician.
Tell you what, shout out Stephen Mulhern.
Hey Stephen, if you've got any,
if you want to come on,
got any inventions?
If you want to come on Under the Groomers, it's not what it sounds like.
Okay.
Who else are some of your other favorite presenters?
I loved Mel and Sue.
Oh, yeah.
Circa early days of Bake Off.
Okay, yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, nice.
I haven't liked Bake Off since.
Mm, yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong.
It's that little
thing. The dream team, Berry, Hollywood.
Sure.
I had a big crush on Hollywood.
Did you?
Those Jules. Steely Blues. When I was at uni, was post uni, I had a Pies and Puds poster.
What's Pies and Puds?
It was one of his cookbooks. It was him above my bed, and it was a dream.
Jesus, Hollywood.
Yeah.
I expected more from you.
There's something about the Silver Fox, the Steely Blues.
Do you know what I hate about him? Is that I feel like he loves it.
Of course he does. He's hit fucking gold. He was making pies and puds. This guy. And now he's on telly getting all the pussy
likes. I think he's divorced. Yeah, he is.
He doesn't even have to make the pies or puds anymore.
Yeah, it's just straight to the puss. I think he's devoid of humour, poor Hollywood. I think he has an absence of humour.
I think you're underestimating him.
Mm. No, I agree. Mel and Sue, they're decent at what they do.
You know what?
Mel's a hoot as well. Oh, she's big, big laugh.
I'd love to hang out with Mel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No disrespect, Sue, but I'd love to
hang out
with Mel.
Have you ever seen Sue on her own on something?
She's quite serious, isn't she?
Dry as fuck.
Quite serious.
Tell you what, I'm sick of these programmes. Watching someone else go on holiday.
Oh, yeah. Like, do you know what I'm sick of?
Do you want to see
going on holiday with my dad?
Yeah,
going on holiday with my mum?
Yeah. Christ almighty, when's it going to end? It's like, do you want to get? Do you want to see Sue Perkins go to the Serengeti? It's like, no, I fucking don't. Can't imagine anything worse. Do you want to see Bradley Walsh in Japan? Do I fuck?
I actually wouldn't mind
get him on
that.
Wheel of Fortune.
How do you feel about Bradley Walsh?
Yeah, he's class.
You like The Chase, don't you?
Yeah, it's decent. I bet Bradley Walsh has been in some scrapes in his life.
I bet he's been a naughty boy.
But he's caught with his shirt.
Isn't he part of
the,
not the Brat Pack, but you know, what are they called?
The Rat Pack?
No, not them.
What, Frank Sinatra?
No, him.
It's Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr. and Bradley Walsh. Where's that?
All singing My Way.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's like him, Shane Ritchie.
Here we go.
And...
are you just describing a dream stag to? Walsh, Richie, Mulhern.
It essentially is like that whole crew, and they go round and they tour and they just sing like old standards and stuff. They are called the
Twat Pack.
It might be the Twat Pack. It's something like that.
Walsh, Richie, who else is in it?
Walsh, let me find out.
Who else would be good in it? Brian Connolly, he's like an old...
Brian Connolly?
Is he in it?
I think he might be.
Yes, that's sick.
They all look exactly the same as well,
they're all kind of the same guy.
I think it
they're
is
all
Brian
like those, like,
Connolly.
End of the pier type entertainers, yeah. They've all got like weird little boy, old man faces, haven't they?
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
The Pratt Pack.
Pretty good. I think twat's probably a bit too harsh to leave with. I'm going to see the Twat Pack.
Brian Connolly, yeah. Bradley Walsh, Shane Ritchie.
Just the three of them.
Oh, Joe Pasquale.
Fuck off. How is Pasquale snuck in there?
He's friends with the cool kids.
Jesus Christ.
Do you want to hear the blurb?
Yeah.
For the tour?
We should go to
We're them. Going.
Oh my
31st God. 31st of August, Bradford. Book it in.
Christ.
Four of the country's greatest comedy entertainers will tour the UK in 2025 with their own special take on the Rat Pack. Bradley Walsh, The Chase, Gladiators. Yeah. Brian Connolly, The Brian Connolly Show, EastEnders.
When did The Brian Connolly Show end?
When did it start?
1992 or something?
Shane Ritchie, EastEnders, I'm a Celebrity. And Joe Pasquale, I'm a Celebrity, Dancing on Ice. The Pratt Pack.
Here we go.
With countless stage performances between them, from hit musicals to celebrated pantomime. Get the pantomimes in.
Yeah, yeah,
definitely
yeah.
Mention the pantomimes.
Yeah. That's all they're doing. Tell you what, if I went to see a show and they said, oh, you know, it's these four wankers and they're singing show tunes.
Yeah.
And someone went, how many are they doing? And they responded, countless. I would say, forget it.
I'm out.
Forget
it. I'm out. This talented group brings their charisma. And do you know what? They do have charisma. Minus Pasquale.
Pasquale snuck in there on a fucking technicality.
I think they needed four.
Yeah, they must have been scratching their heads because Barrymore's not making the cut.
He would have been the natural choice. Yeah,
I think he would have been. Yeah. And he not, you know, had his fingers in the till.
Do you want to hear what Bradley Walsh says about this tour? People are starved of our type of entertainment.
That's true.
Songs, stories, jokes.
Yeah.
And banter.
Yeah. Walsh's got banter.
It's an homage to the Rat Pack, but brought up to the modern day. And it's a fantastic night.
Modern's a stretch.
We are just thrilled. We all share the same dressing room. We're mates. We've known each other for so long now, and the show is about warmth and family because we are.
Can't believe the dressing room setup made the blurb of the show. Yeah. We all share the same dressing room.
Tell us about the show.
Wow.
Well, before we were all hanging out.
We're all sharing the same dressing room.
Yeah.
The budget's tight then.
Do you want to see the picture?
I want to see
Shane Ritchie and Bradley Walsh could be brothers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You feel like they locked them in. Christ. can't believe Pasquale's made the cut.
He doesn't even look like he fits, does he?
Oh, you know Joe Pasquale, that famous all-round entertainer?
Fucking hell, guess how much the tickets are. Guess how much the cheapest ticket is.
50 quid.
£48.
Yeah.
They 48 can. To £120. Who's paying?
They've got to split it four ways.
120.
Haven't they?
Get rid of Pasquale. Split 100%. It three ways.
No one's going to be like, sad Pasquale didn't make
do
the
you
cut.
Know what? I'm more likely to spend 50 quid on a ticket if Pasquale's not
there.
Yeah,
100%.
That annoying little voice.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to hear him singing My Way.
Actually, now that you said that, I'm going, oh, that'd be pretty good. Well, I think that's pretty much every light entertainer in the 80s to 90s that we've...
Brucey.
King.
R.I.P.
Yeah, he's not making... He can't make it.
No, he's not good. Can't he's make not. It. But if he was, he'd be
bones.
Stealing the shirt.
Yeah. Good on him. What else is happening in the world of popular culture?
Oh, have you heard about Sydney Sweeney's bathwater?
What a great
That's
opening.
Pretty big at the minute.
Have I heard about... I mean, no.
Do you know who Sydney Sweeney is?
Of course. I mean, I might not be in tune with popular culture, but it doesn't... You only have to see one thing on the telly and go, sorry, who's that?
Can I get the full name?
Who's that?
And how are we spelling
What's that
Sweeney?
First and surname?
She's now the password to all your...
Sure. I've not seen her in anything.
Sure. You haven't seen White Lotus?
I have not. What's Saltburn?
Wow. Saltburn. I feel like is, a lot of you could describe as a cultural revolution that's okay. clearly passed you by.
I hear people talk about it, and I hear comedians referencing it.
Interesting.
And I'm like, I wonder what that is.
I feel like you'd enjoy it. It's about like eating the rich.
Oh,
like,
okay.
So Barry Keoghan plays a Scouser. Now, you're going to have to forgive his accent because it is poor.
You've talked about him before.
Yeah, almost certainly.
Okay. Keoghan.
You've seen it. He was going out with Sabrina Carpenter. Do you know her? Okay. Do you know?
I know the names.
You know
I recognize
Espresso?
The names. Espresso.
Espresso.
Oh, the song that was in Eurovision.
No, that's a different one.
Cappuccino.
Was that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. So close. My cappuccino. Yeah, that
the
guy.
The only musical references you have about Eurovision.
Yeah, I watch Eurovision.
Yeah.
It's a laugh.
In Saltburn, you get to see Barry Keoghan's dick. Brackets could be.
Brackets good. Brackets. The Noel Evans.
Two thumbs up from me.
Yeah.
But it's potentially a prosthetic. But it's fucking massive.
Well, yeah.
And he's dancing naked throughout this, like, old house.
Imagine if he said, I'll wear a prosthetic, they bring it out. It's tiny.
It smaller. It's
tiny. The acorn. And he's like, come on,
they
lads.
They stuffed his massive.
Yeah.
Into a tiny prosthetic.
We thought it'd be funny if your character had a tiny cock. Are you joking? Yeah, it's part of his backstory. Oh, come on. I got a real hog down here. Now you got to wear this prosthetic.
But the people are going to think.
Yeah, no, it's part
it's
of your character.
Acting.
No, I've not seen...
So, I think you'd like Saltburn. Oh, do you like...
Is
do you know
film?
Jacob Elordi? It is a film. He's a dreamboat.
Jacob Elordi. Jacob O'Lordi.
Elordi.
Oh, okay. Because O'Lordi is a very funny
O'Lordi.
Name. O'Lordi.
O'Lordi. Jacob O'Lordi.
Yeah, that's a really funny character. That's my new stand-up character. Jacob O'Lordi.
O'Lordi. Yeah. That's what I feel when I see him on screen. Whoo-wee, he
no
is.
No one's made that joke before. That's my joke.
Back off. He's an absolute dream.
He's in Saltburn.
Okay. He plays a very posh, basically almost aristocrat, living in this huge old house.
And is it in the past?
It's set in the recent past. So it's like, I want to say 2008.
Oh, okay.
So it's good because everything looks a bit shit.
Okay. They've got flip phones.
They're wearing like... you know, everybody was wearing like puka shells. Remember when the OC was big?
I love the OC.
And everyone was wearing like, everyone was pretending they lived in California.
What's a puka shell?
Puka shells, you know,
what's puka
shells.
Shell?
They're like white shells in a necklace I've that like them. Boys would wear.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe. So Saltburn, I think you should watch it.
It's a movie.
Like it. It's a movie, yeah.
And it's set in 2008 and it's about posh people.
Yeah, and it's about, so they meet in an Oxford or Cambridge.
Are they students? What, two fellas?
They're students, yeah. And then they strike up a friendship, and then...
So one's poor and one's rich.
Yeah, and then the poor one goes to stay with the rich one, and then sort of... I don't want to spoil it.
Do they tug each other off?
No. Unfortunately, they don't. But there is a vibe of like, will they?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like I can't say any more without ruining it.
But you think it's worth watching?
I liked it. I've seen it a couple of times.
A couple of times? Is that because of the hog?
That might be. When I say I've seen it a couple of times, yeah. I've seen it. Seen and then I've some seen of the some of it more than once.
Many times. Sorry, this whole thing started on...
Bathwater, but actually...
Sydney Sweeney's Bathwater.
Do you know what? You have accidentally made a full circle there.
Or intentionally.
Because in Saltburn, there is a bath scene where a lordy tugs himself off in the bath.
There is tugging off.
Yeah.
I was right.
And then Barry comes in, drinks the bathwater.
Fucking hell. So when I said, do they tug each other off? And you were like, no.
They don't tug each other off.
I'd say that's worse.
I don't think there's anything wrong with them tugging each other off.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with them tugging each other off. But when you were like, oh no, they don't tug each other off. One of them tugs off in the bath and he drinks it. Like when I said, do they tug each other off? You were like, no, nothing like that. Kind of like that.
Yeah.
So he, okay. So
there's got, also some banging. Like there's all sorts in it.
That's such a horrible
image. It's a moment.
Weirdly, just the bathwater thing is, you know.
Gross enough. Drinking the bathwater.
Without tugging off into it. That's dirty. That's got all this stink in it.
Sydney Sweeney. Okay. Let's see if you'd be interested in this.
She's in the tub.
She's selling her bathwater as soap. So you could wash yourself with her bathwater if that's what you want to do. There's been lots of jokes about, does the soap come with a hole in it?
Okay.
So you can put your willy in it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. So it's like a bar of soap.
Bar of soap that is Sydney Sweeney flavoured.
I feel you can make soap out of many things, but dirty water doesn't seem like...
Even if it's a sexy lady's dirty water.
I think sell it if you want to buy someone's dirty bath water. Yeah. I totally understand... Like a pervert,
sure,
wanting to buy her bathwater.
Yeah,
I feel like making it into a bar of soap kind of defeats the point because it's not going to work as soap because it's got dirt in it.
I don't think they want it to work as soap.
So what are they going to do with it?
I think they're going to tug themselves off.
Yeah,
thinking about Sydney Sweeney in the bath.
It feels like the soap is irrelevant.
Yeah,
the soap element feels completely irrelevant. Sure.
It's a gimmick, isn't it?
Yeah, because she'll have probably used a bit of shower gel in there anyway.
Yeah, I imagine she's probably not got into the bath like she's just running through a field of mud. I think the bath is she's probably fairly clean before going in the bath.
You don't know.
If she's even in the bath.
You don't know what she's been up
Who
to.
Who knows if they're even
she
making
could have been
this.
Been playing hockey or something. In my mind, she's been
Maybe.
Playing hockey.
Oh, okay.
What do you reckon she uses? She's probably one. She probably got
Imperial
one,
leather.
Maybe original sauce.
Ooh, yeah. She likes a tingle.
She's got a few quid.
Yeah.
She's getting the fancy stuff.
Yeah.
What a mess. So people are buying this.
Yeah.
Is it mass produced?
You'd want it to be somewhat small batch.
Yeah.
You'd want it to be she's done one bath. There's
once a week.
50.
It's Sunday night. The
50 soaps. Yeah. We're one of 50 perverts.
Yeah.
I saw one person talking about it, which is so dead on that like what she's done is she's figured out who she can get restraining orders on. Because if you're buying that,
yeah, that's a good
you're
point.
You're 100%
got her top 50 stalkers.
Yeah, because some people are saying, oh, I'm going to buy it so that she knows that I really love her. And it's like, exactly.
Yeah.
She knows that you really love her.
That's the serial killer's manifesto.
Exactly.
I love them
you're
the most.
You're now on a list.
Yeah.
Voluntarily.
Yeah.
You've paid your way onto that list.
I think you should go to prison if you buy that soap.
I think so.
I think that's an offence.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think lock them all up. I saw another thing the other
day.
What
a terrible world. Whose bathwater would you buy?
I know whose bathwater. After this episode, I know who you're buying.
Who?
Mo Hearn.
I'd want Anne and Dec thrown in.
Oh, Mo Hearn's got enough of a draw.
I mean, I love the guy.
Yeah.
But you take Anne and Dec out of the equation.
Those three.
The Holy Trinity.
Imagine that.
Whose bathwater would you buy? You don't have to do anything.
You know what
it.
Might be a lordy. I don't want him to tug off into it, but he's dreamy.
Is he? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Is he as nice
and he's like 10 foot tall and he wears a handbag and I like that because okay. It's like, you know, he's not scared of being called gay. Yeah. Who's yours?
That's tough. I think probably Megan.
Sweetie would be up there.
Sweetie would be up there, but probably Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, of course.
And
who's least? Edmonds.
Maybe Edmonds.
Yeah.
Maybe Edmonds.
Schofield.
You're thinking.
Maybe the Pratt Pack would be my least.
Team bath in the dressing room. Pratt Pack soup. Yeah. But all of the chasers. A hot tub that all of the chasers have been in at once.
There's a fucking big hot tub.
Yeah. The Beast, Old Frosty Nickers. What's his name?
That's Paul, a bloody good time.
Paul Sinner. Yeah, all of the chasers. Yeah, that's the bathwater I'd want the least.
Yeah, fair.
Christ. Cut a slice out of that afterwards. Oh, man. Well, it's been another absolute swim through the gutter again. We always... Like,
I don't think it was that bad, was it? We talked about Edmonds for a while. That wasn't...
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
That was gutter adjacent.
Straight in with it.
I know.
Noel's
We've been away.
We have been away. We needed to catch up.
Yeah.
We needed to get back in the toilet.
Exactly. We'll be straight edge next week. Unless Noel does something mental.
Well, yeah, maybe
he finally gets his comeuppance.
Are you still watching Virgin Island?
It's finished.
It's finished.
Watch it. Please watch it.
What was the final?
One of them did the deed.
Did they all bust?
The rest of them did not bust.
They didn't bust?
No.
Did any of them knob off with each other?
No, but there were two of them apparently went on a date afterwards. They were quite sweet.
Right.
But then it did say afterwards, like, two more of them have boned since. Yeah.
The bleak email to send. Dear Virgin Island, won't be able to come on the next series.
Yeah.
He's probably texting while he's literally
whilst he's
just
shagging. Saying, it was probably a voice note. Yeah. I done it!
I got to text this producer at Channel 4.
Yeah. One of my friends had sex with a guy and whilst they were having sex, this was when we were like in secondary school, the guy said, "We're having sex."
My man.
Yeah.
That guy's got game.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing to say.
I would believe.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Factually, he's accurate.
He's not wrong.
I think it would kind of kill the mood. I think the last thing you want is a reminder of what you're doing.
We're having sex. That's very funny. That's really funny.
But it wasn't in a cool, like, this is sex. It was more like, I can't believe it's happening. Yeah.
Was it his first time?
I think so, yeah.
Come on.
She's also, like, incredible.
Yeah.
Like, he was punching so hard.
That happens sometimes when you were younger. Just absolute crazy curveballs of leap.
Yeah. I also went to uni with a girl who went out with a guy who would sing... Do you remember The Calling?
No.
Or go wherever you will go. He would sing that every time they had sex.
Legends.
But he never made it to the chorus.
He wants to give her a much shorter song.
Yeah, I was like, oh well, that's so interesting. Did you every time
sang during sex?
Yeah,
that's serial killer shit.
Yeah, also that song is kind of like, of all the songs to sing, I'll go wherever you. It's very stalkery.
At least they were already having sex, so
yeah,
you got the impression that.
And also more for her, if she's prepared to have sex with a man who's doing that,
you feel like
you do it twice just to check it's not a one-off.
You think the second time you're like, is this gonna be every time? Yeah.
Do you have any other songs?
Tape requests.
That would be the jukebox boyfriend. Yeah,
that's a pretty good. Got anything a bit more?
That would be actually so good.
A bit more party vibes.
Yeah.
Okay, so the new law is passed.
Okay.
Someone has to sing during sex. It's now the law.
Okie dokie.
Do you want the hokey-cokey? Yeah, that's fine. It's short as well.
Also, it might help with the movements. Whoa, the hokey-cokey.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Arms in, arms out, isn't that it? Rah, rah, rah. You put your left foot in.
Arms in, arms out. Rah, rah, rah. Yeah, okie dokie. That's pretty good.
What are you going for?
I feel like you want party vibe, don't you?
Yeah, you want something with a good beat. That's for sure.
Venga Boys.
Which one? The Venga bus is coming. Yeah, exactly. And everyone is jumping.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa. That's how you'd start walking to the bedroom. Whoa, whoa.
Venga Boys are back in town or something like that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah. Whoa, see, that's fun.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Yeah. Do you know the guy that does this, that sang that song?
No, I never met him because she was my friend from uni and he was a like secondary school boyfriend.
Fuck.
So I never met him.
I wonder if he now thinks about doing it because that's the kind of thing that you like
grow out of.
Well, you'd hope. Unless you he's still doing it in his 40s.
Yeah. That same song as well. Yeah.
It wasn't even that big a hit.
No.
I hope he still thinks about it and is embarrassed.
Yeah, I hope so.
A new twist for the podcast. We get your friend's ex-boyfriends on and ask them what the fuck they were up to.
Oh my God. I'd love to do that just in general.
I hear you sing during sex. What's all that about?
Yeah. Do you still do that? And if so, what song?
Well, it's been an absolute roller coaster as always.
What a pleasure.
We do have some guests booked in for the future. So tell your friends.
Please. Thanks so much for listening.
Tell your friends. Thanks for listening.
If you've got literally anything you want to send us, if you had sex with a guy and he sings a funny song.
If you had sex with a guy.
Yeah. If you don't qualify for Virgin Island, or even if you do.
Yeah. Send us an email. Underthegroomers@gmail.com.
Underthegroomers@gmail.com.
Like us on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. And do reviews. That would be nice. We've had some really nice ones. So thank you for doing that.
Tell your friends.
Jez is losing the will to live.
You know.
Yeah.
You always think the quality will out, you know.
Sure.
The cream rises
to the top.
Rises to the top, baby. And if you're coming up with things like Noel's ass party.
That's why we're not rising.
We're gold topping, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, bye everyone.
Bye. Love you. Have a nice time.
Have a nice time.